This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm on the line with Bobby Dooley. She is with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They have organized a Save Terry caravan, literally 150 people from your neighborhood, correct, on their way to Florida.
So we are hopping mad. We saw on television the father of Terry Chavo. He was begging for his daughter's life, and there is no one to help him, and I couldn't stand watching it any longer, and I got together with a couple of people here at our community, Janice Greeley, Bill Everin, my husband Steve, and what we're trying to do really is kill a couple birds with one stone. We've organized literally a Save Terry convoy, which is going to be leaving the Los Angeles area on our way to Save Terry on Thursday. We have some 150 members from our neighborhood, our community, Western Estates. We are a gated community. And as members, as residents of a gated community, Phil, I don't know if you're familiar with the differences.
Well, I know that you guys have gates and...
Well, we are a secure community, but the other aspect that is important to remember, we have a little bit more money, I guess. Our incomes are a little higher. And we are from the California area, and I think that, because of what this state has represented, you know, the forward movement of this state, I think it's going to have some play in Florida. We want to go down there. We are going to demand that they plug the machine back in that keeps her alive. This is outrageous.
Now, what are you hoping will happen when you get there? There's going to be 150 of you in a lot of recreational vehicles, correct?
Well, obviously, so we're hoping for Governor Bush to come to his senses and order the courts to plug the machine in. But more importantly, we are there, Phil, to pray. We're going to be praying for Terry's recovery. We're going to be leaving in a total of, as you mentioned, 25 recreational vehicles. And, Phil, it's our hope that the news media will show Americans that we are serious, that California's on the way to rescue Terry Chavo. And I remember the old song, a lot of people know it, California, here I come, right back where I started from. Well, we're returning the favor now. California is on its way to save Terry Chavo and come to the rescue of that poor man.
It's such an emotionally wrenching story.
So we have been glued. We have been doing two things, really. We are organizing our new community center, and we've been watching the television and praying. And we can go and get Governor Bush, tell him that we're Californians, that California's been on the cutting edge of many social issues and questions, and tell him that it is our desire that Terry's life be saved. And we see the poor Scheibel family. There's no one to help them. I felt terrible for the father. I said to my husband, my God, this has got to stop. And I know there's a lot of Americans who feel that way.
Oh, well, the emotion is running high. A man was just arrested today.
Well, Phil.
A guy was arrested today by the police. He had to be tased. You know, we don't need any more of that, right?
Well, you know, Phil, I don't know. I just simply am saying this has to stop. We're caravanning to Florida.
But what I'm saying is this kind of civil disobedience.
We want to see Governor Bush. We're going to march on the governor's mansion if that's what it takes. But I want Terry's father to know that we're there to help him.
And well, you mentioned killing two birds with one stone.
Well, what I am thinking about, and one really doesn't have a lot to do with the other, but we are overseeing the architectural changes at Western Estates. We are our new community center. And I saw this poor man on television, and I asked Steve, and I asked myself, and I would ask Terry's father, we are on the way. We are on our way to help save Terry, and we want to honor Terry. With our new community center, we want to put a plaque memorializing her wonderful life, and we feel excited about asking Terry's father to be a part of that, and that's all we want.
When you say killing two birds with one stone, you want to go down to Florida, you want to petition Governor Bush, physically be there at the mansion.
That is correct, yes.
And then you want to also ask her father to join you in commemorating his daughter with some kind of a memorial in your community.
Yes, that is correct, Phil. The total cost of our community center is going to be in the neighborhood of $2.5 million, but it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. We are going to have state-of-the-art fitness rooms. We're going to have a state-of-the-art barbecue and family picnic area. We're going to have conference centers. We're going to have community meeting rooms for teens. And we would love for Mr. Shivo to be a part of that.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do you want him to come out to California and help commemorate this?
We would love for him to do that. He doesn't have to, though.
Well, what in what way do you want him to be a part of it?
Well, we would love if he would be a part of it, be a part of the founding group. And
how is that? If he's not there...
Well, what we're saying is this. Your daughter's life, obviously, is at risk. And we want to help save her. And we just simply want to have our community center.
And are you asking him for money? Are you?
No, well, we're not asking for money. We're asking for, some financial considerations.
We're asking for a financial consideration, Phil. But you got to understand, 150 cal warning, got to go out to Florida. We're going to petition Governor Jeb Bush. 25 recreational vehicles.
It's a very strong statement, Phil. It's a very,
very strong statement.
And what we're asking for his financial interest in our community center. But I can tell you right now, the girl is dying, and unless somebody does, and we really see ourselves as the last hope.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, they're going to Florida. They're going to go to the governor's mansion with 150 people from California to petition the governor of the state of Florida to save the life of Terry Shivo. And in the process, you want to be speaking with Terry's father.
Yes.
And you are going to be asking him to donate financially to the construction of your community center.
Yes, but...
Understand, Mr. Rennie, we're going to have a memorial for...
I'll do it. We'll have a memorial for Terry. We're going to have a plaque there for her. And so everybody wins here. Everybody wins here. This is, in our opinion, unless we do something, Terry's going to die, Phil, because right now nobody is doing anything. That man who got arrested today... trying to go in there with a glass of water. I mean, that's pathetic. We're going to go down there, and we're going to make a show, and we're going to say, you better do this. You better get that girl a glass of water or whatever it is she needs. And with 150 Californians showing up and telling everybody down there...
It's kind of like just getting everybody squared away and everything. Get all the hicks, you know.
I didn't want to use the word hick.
Well, what are you going to get? Are you going to go down there, a bunch of Californians, say, hey, Florida, here's how to do it?
Well, yes, because if we don't, she's a dead woman. And
absolutely. And,
she's just...
Well, that's yet to be seen, whether she's a dead woman.
Phil, if we don't go down there from the Western States Homeowners Association, 25 recreational vehicles, 150 of us, singing, praying, just, it's going to be great.
It really is. We're going to be there and... sing We Are the World and everything.
And also, Phil, we are going to be saying to everyone down there, join us, too. No, it's not just going to be us, but we're going to demand that they save Terry. Because if we don't, who will? If not now, when?
And we don't go down there. She's a dead woman.
And so we will be praying. We will be singing. We're going to sing a lot of old spirituals, old Negro spirituals, Amazing Grace. Let Me Rock the Cradle or whatever. What was the one that they did?
Take Me to the River.
Take Me to the River. A lot of the great Negro spirituals. And what we're going to try and do more than anything, Phil, is just save Terry. And at the same time, hopefully, her father, because we've saved his daughter. You see?
Well, now you're getting to what you're saying here. You're saying because you're going down there to save his daughter, you would like money for that?
No, that's a very...
That's not the way we want to put it.
That really isn't the way we want to put it. We want to go down...
Well, go ahead. Put it the way that you want to put it. But, I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
No, we want to go down there and say, we're here, we're from California, we're going to save your daughter, Mr. Shivo. And, yes, would you be interested in a financial interest in our community center... and lifetime membership to our fitness room.
Yeah, we have a plaque over there for Terry.
And the plaque, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It sounds like, guys, and I know you're well-meaning, it sounds like you want money for this.
No, that's not true.
No, you're misunderstanding us.
All right, well, if I'm misunderstanding, I want to find where it is I'm missing the boat. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I would like to comment. I think that that's a pretty arrogant statement on your part to think that you can have, provide that big of an impact. And, I think you're demanding a little bit more of the government than what he can can provide.
Well, I don't know what he can provide, but I don't think anybody's got down there to the state and said to him, you know what, enough's enough. By God, this has got to stop.
Do you have any idea how many people have called and come down? I mean, thousands upon thousands.
Well, the thing that we're saying, John, is this: we're 150 Californians. We come from a state where the cutting edge of society has been dictated, really. Everything that we do in America, California told the country how to do it.
And it I don't know what you mean by that. You know.
Well, you know what I'm saying in terms of social issues.
All right.
150 of us down there saying, now, you listen, and you listen good. You plug that girl back in. Okay.
I think that that's arrogant. I think you're overestimating the
It sounds
the
a
impact.
Little, it sounds a little arrogant.
You know what? Why judge now? Let's wait. We get down there. And all I'm saying is, if we're able to do it, and I'm fairly confident we're going to be able to do it, don't you think that Terry Schiavo's father would be grateful to make a financial contribution to us?
I really think that you're digging yourself in a hole just by, you know, keep referring it to the financial statement. I mean, this isn't what it's about.
It's a little bit, I don't know how to say this, but it's a little unseemly.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, bringing up money.
No. Phil, look, we all are going to be here after Terry's gone. We all have to keep living. John, you do. I do. Steve, everyone. Why not try and save Terry? And if we can or if we can't, don't you think he should still, you know, write us a check?
I don't think that that's what it's about at all.
No, I'm going to write a check.
Listen, John, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association. Their trip to Florida will be to try to save Terry Schiavo, and in so doing, they're hoping that her father will make a financial contribution to the ongoing architectural improvement at their gated community. They're just putting in a new, whatever it was, I forget what it was, but what was it?
It's like a community center.
Community center, yeah. 1-800-449-8686. If they're able to save Terry, and she feels 150 Californians can do it, then the Schiavo family should contribute financially to their community center. It's what she calls killing two birds with one stone. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's going to be great. It really is. So you watch.
150 of you in 25 recreational vehicles traveling south to Florida.
Yes.
And you're going down to the Tampa area, and you're going to make a presentation there, a protest or something?
We're going to go down and pray. I don't think anyone has really tried praying the way 150 people together can pray. We will then get back into our vehicles and head directly for the capitalist
Tallahassee.
Down to Tallahassee, and we'll tell Jeb Bush, now you listen here. You know, you're the governor of Florida, good for you. We're from California. You plug that girl back in, or so help me God, you will not get reelected governor of the state of Florida. And we'll be able to talk to Terry's father and say, our new community center is going to be great.
Yeah, can I have some money?
We're not going to put it that way. So
we're not going to say that. We're going to put a lifetime membership in a gym.
Oh, well, not
a lifetime membership in a gym if we save your daughter's life.
There's a lot more to it than that, Phil, a lot more to that. We're talking about a memorial to Terry. We're talking about unlimited use of the facilities.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Patsy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
First-time caller from Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this woman real? Is she an actress?
You know something? I could ask the same thing of you.
Listen, I want to ask a question.
Go right ahead. You know, I'm the one going to Florida to help save Terry. What are you doing?
I'm praying.
Oh, that's so helpful. Why don't you go down there?
Let me finish.
Go down there and help that young woman before she dies.
We're going down there and we're going to pray and everything. Be quiet and let me speak.
Well, I've never been spoken to.
The thing about this, it has nothing to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with humanity.
Of course.
And anybody that would go down there and ask that man for money would be somebody that I would not want to be friends with.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead. This is Mr. Dooley.
Ma'am, how much is the life of your kid worth?
The child that I have is worth more than millions, billions,
okay.
Trillions.
There you go. So all we're
No. Look at what this has cost these people already.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I am through talking. I made my case.
Oh, but
so
you don't
want
to listen to anybody, do you? You just blather on. God, I hate people like that.
Well, the lady wanted to call in, and she thought you were talking too much.
Well, you know what? They're scared, Phil. They're scared, and I don't blame them. They're frightened of the fact that Steve and I and a handful of our neighbors are actually doing something other than sitting there in their little homes and whatever it is that they do, you know, waving their hands back and forth, someone playing an organ grinder. You know, and we also, by the way, Phil, want Mr. Shaba to cover the cost of our gas. But that is something that...
The cost of your gas.
That's something that we're going to discuss later on. We're not going to trouble him with it now.
1-800-449-8686. Nika, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
I might be the youngest caller you had. I'm only 19, but
mm-hmm.
I have a question for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Christian, ma'am?
Am I what? I'm sorry?
Are you a Christian?
Am I a Christian? Yeah,
uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Are you okay, because I'm a Christian.
Let me finish.
I'm a Christian as well.
You almost said,
it is obvious that we do not serve the same God, because let me tell you
mm-hmm.
something. This sounds more like a business deal than you trying to help somebody
no,
out.
No, you're absolutely wrong about that.
You've had your chance. Put a sock in it, lady.
No,
look,
I'm telling you that you're wrong,
young
lady.
You are rude. You are very rude. It's
well,
like you're coming down here. You're insulting the people of Florida, and you're thinking that you can
elder.
Do any better than
I want to hear
can?
What Nika's saying.
Well, I'm older than her, Phil, and I've lived a lot longer than her.
I don't care. I
if
have
she
more
wants
common
to come
sense
on
than
here,
you do.
Start banging her Bible. And
well, hold on for a minute and let her talk.
Oh,
I have more common sense than you do, lady, because let me tell you something. You don't come from California and insult the people of Florida.
I do.
Like, you don't know what we're doing.
You're letting someone die, and someone has to come down there and tell you, you know, to get your act together.
And if we don't, what are you going to do?
Oh, you're going to let her die. Oh, good for you.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about what if the governor decides not to hear you? You know, he doesn't have to listen to you, you know.
Well, you know,
and like you're not like Terry's last chance of living.
I'm afraid
you are not God.
I'm afraid
you are not God.
We are. I'm not God. No, but
you are not God. Then stop trying to do his job.
We are her last chance at living.
No, you're not.
And
you know what? Let me tell you something, baby.
God wants her to die.
You are not. Let me tell you something. God is not helpless. He does not need your help.
No, he's killing her. But we are trying to talk him out of it. And
wait. What do you mean? You're talking God out of what?
It's obvious God wants Terry to die.
How do you know that?
Look at her.
Oh, gosh.
If the woman lives, do you think she's going to be good for anything other than holding up a chair or planting a flower in her mouth? I am trying.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how you sound? How would you feel if somebody talked about you like that?
Well, you know what, Terry? Nika or whatever your name is? What kind of a name is that?
That is my nickname, you idiot.
You're a 19-year-old brat calling me an idiot. You know what? It's on. When I get to Florida, I'll look you up.
It's on, huh?
That's right.
All right.
Word up, sister.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley on going to Florida to save Terry. It's obvious God wants her to die, but they're going to talk him out of it. But it'll take money. They're looking for money from Terry's father to help them finish their community center. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association. They want to caravan to Florida to help save Terry Schiavo. You made the statement that California... The lady that called said you'd been kind of putting Florida down a little bit.
No, Phil, I don't think...
Well, you said that you were going to show them how to do it or something.
Phil, there are two wonderful, wonderful paradises in this country. One of them is the great state of Florida. The other is California. I think what you find eventually is that people do move, migrate to California. I think Florida's wonderful for spring break. I think it's wonderful for, they're a little bit more lax down there in terms of their legal system. And the kids can do a lot of things. I don't think they're familiar the way we are with, how our gated communities work. A lot of your, mobile home communities are not gated. And I think that's the major difference in why that young lady had a very difficult time understanding me. Because I'm coming from almost like, what would you say, Steve?
Almost like another dimension.
I'm like almost coming from, have you ever listened to George Norrie? He talks about crossing the lines between dimensions. California is like one dimension, and then Florida is, you know.
Like purgatories.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, but see, that's what you're doing, though. You're putting the state down. And then you're saying you're going to go down there. And you're going to get money from her father.
No, I never said get money.
Well, did you ask that your gas money be paid for by him once you get down there?
I said that when we get down to Florida, we're going to go about saving Terry Schiavo. That's what we're going to do. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know what the rest of those people are doing down there, whether they're just there for the sightseeing, whether they just want to see how good their signs look on TV. We're down there to save Terry Schiavo. We're going to be down there. And we've even got a wonderful song that we're going to play when we arrive. And then, after we save her, we're asking Mr. Schiavo if he would, yes, cover our expenses in terms of the gas and also contribute to our community center. And we have a plaque.
Now, I saw the plaque that you're readying. And I want to tell you, and I don't mean to, you know, you want to put it near the Coke machine at your community center.
You know, I think it's really dirty pull of you to judge us that way, Mr. Henry.
Well, I mean, you're going to put it in memory of Terry Schiavo, and it's sitting right next to a Coca-Cola machine.
So, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
It doesn't seem dignified.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? I don't understand.
What's wrong with that?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Susan, go ahead.
You said that you were going to make sure that Jeb Bush was defeated for governor again.
Yes, absolutely.
He is prohibited by law. He cannot run for governor again.
Oh, I think you're wrong
served,
about that.
He has served 8 years.
You get one more term in Florida.
Absolutely not.
No,
so
you do.
He is in his second term.
No, you do get 3 terms.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
So
and
I'm sorry. I'm a resident of Florida. You
well,
get 8 years,
you need to,
and you are prohibited,
well, ma'am,
and you don't know what you're talking about.
You may
about.
Be a resident, but you need to read the laws.
Oh,
Okay.
I'm an attorney.
And
I know
I
exactly what I'm talking about.
You're an attorney?
You're an attorney?
He is prohibited by law.
What kind of law do you practice?
Civil, and I know that he cannot run for governor
you
again.
You had to think about that.
No, you don't know what you're talking about,
lady. I think you're lying.
No,
I don't
no,
think
no.
you're an attorney.
Absolutely not.
What kind of law do you practice, really?
I practice civil law. I am a graduate of Mercy University Law School. I have practiced in Florida for 25 years.
Well,
and
let me
I
ask
know
you a question.
What I'm talking about.
Why is the governor
don't.
Killing her? Why?
Beg your pardon?
Why does Governor Bush want to kill Terry Schiavo?
listen.
Why does he want to murder her in her bed? That's what we're trying to find out.
He has no choice.
God.
He is prohibited.
It's cold-blooded murder. Cold-blooded murder.
Oh, will you stop with all of that cold-blooded murder talk, please?
Well, Phil, we are... The point,
they don't know what they're talking
Susan,
about.
Susan, the point is we're going to go down there and we're going to do everything that we can. I don't know what you're doing right now. Maybe you're getting your hair dried. I don't know. What are you doing right? What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting ready to go to bed and listening
that
to idiots like
you. You know what? That's,
goodbye.
You sound like a typical sounding lady from Florida.
Yeah, go get your dentures and everything.
Well, that lady was a lawyer, knew the law.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I doubt it.
1-800-449-8686. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yes. I'd like to say that I really think that all you're in it for is money. You're going straight down. You're down talking Florida. You're down talking the rest of the United States as that. You want to go down there. What I think it is you're using somebody's death right now to build your community center. If
you're so worried about
Gary Chauvin, I didn't interrupt. I'm not going to interrupt
all
you.
Right,
just
okay,
let me talk.
I won't even dignify that with a response.
If you're going to build something for Terry Schiavo, use her father's money. You think that if you were going to do something like that for her, that you would actually build a center just for the plaque, not put it next to a Coke machine. And not only that, when you're sitting there talking about Governor Bush, who's actually supposedly killing Terry Schiavo.
Murdering her bed.
Yeah, in her bed.
Well, he is. I mean, he might as well just be strangling her like some ghoul.
Yeah, I mean, I really disagree that I mean, her feeding tube should be pulled out. I mean, dehydration and starvation, that's got to be miserable. None of us and no modern medicine as of thus far can even say how she's actually feeling. I mean, she could be absolutely miserable just because you can't tell that, you know what I mean, from...
Well, so that's why we want to save her.
Well, I don't know how you think down talking to Florida and going and asking for money
in
a big caravan is going to save Terry Schiavo.
Well, Mike, are you from Florida?
No, I'm not.
All right, here's why. It's obviously, right now, the state of Florida is not... She's dying. They're not doing it. We've got to come down there. Listen to this. I want to play for you... Steve, do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Listen to this. Here I come. Thank you, Florida. We're going down to save Terry Schiavo, you know? They're not doing anything. They're standing around crying. They're getting tased by police. And my question would be this. If we can save Terry Schiavo and her father cuts us a check, do you really think he's going to mind?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
Certainly.
From all the people that are down there, what you're saying, doing nothing, crying, getting tased by the police and praying and having faith.
They're just doing a bunch of redneck stuff.
Yeah, they're just doing a lot of redneck stuff.
Well, going down there, what are you doing differently that they're going to be doing besides going down there and singing and demanding from Governor Bush?
We're going to drive in a caravan of 25 RVs. We're going to step confidently out of those RVs. We're going to say to everybody, okay, California's here. We're going to be playing this as we drive in. And what we're going to be saying, Mike, is this. All right, all of you people in Florida, let's party. California's here. We're ready to kick some serious... Can I use the bad word?
I'd rather you not.
But.
We're going to kick some butt. La-dee-dee-dee-dee. See? You see, Mike, the problem is... People are all down there crying and wailing away as if they're a bunch of women with shrouds over their heads at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, as if they're a bunch of Polish women wearing babushkas fleeing the Nazi blitzkrieg, but not us. We are going to go down there and tell them, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get that machine hooked back up to Terry Schiavo, or so help me, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Well... See, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
And possibly what you want to do, you know, get her hooked back up. That is the right thing to do.
Thank you.
But when you're going down there doing what you're saying, you should not expect any money. That should not have even left your mouth. If he was very, very grateful in the way you're talking that you wish he would be...
A gratuity.
He would just give you the money without you saying so and praying and then you saying that he should reimburse you for gas. If you're doing this... For her, it shouldn't matter. Gas shouldn't matter. You're doing this for her.
You know, it's not that much money. We're talking about the gas expense for 25 RVs.
Okay, if it's not that much money, then why are you asking for it?
Well, then what's the life of his daughter worth?
I can't believe you're going to go down there and take credit for saving her life. That's number one. Suppose she does recover while you're down there.
Well, do you think it's a coincidence?
Oh, come on, man. Saying it's you? And then you're going to go to the guy and you're going to say, okay, how about a little... How are you going to say it to the man?
I'm going to go to him respectfully and say, your daughter has been saved. And we have a plaque in her honor.
Next to a Coke machine.
Yeah, next to a Coke machine.
Oh, boy. You know, saving a woman's life isn't... You know what? Forget it. I suppose you just want us to stay in California. Is that it? Hello?
Hello?
Is the caller there?
Yeah, I'm
here. Is the caller there?
Yes, I'm here.
The caller there.
The caller's there. Look, Mike, thank you, buddy.
All right,
you make some good points, man. 1-800-44. So, what is this song?
Here it is. California's on its way. Yeah, Terry's going to rise and say, "Oh, I feel good. How about a meal?" Hello, is the host there?
Yeah, the host is here. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment on The Phil Hendry Show. I'm very angry.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What do you resent?
I resent the fact that people have called to say, oh, the plaque that you want to put on your community center for Terry isn't good enough. It's near a Coke machine.
Well, it sounds a little cheesy.
You know something, Phil? There's a young lady lying in Florida right now. I'll bet she would appreciate a Coke right now. A big, tall one. Lots of ice.
You talking about Terry Schiavo?
Yes. I'll bet you Terry wouldn't turn her nose up at a Coke in a frosted mug.
Jesus.
1-800-449-8686. Jane, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Jane?
Yes.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Oh, tell the lady, put the biodiesel in her RV and go on down to Florida. There are so many idiots camped out down there. She should join us.
Oh, well, and what are you doing, Jane, besides just feeling all good about yourself, sitting there wherever it is that you're sitting?
Honey, I don't...
Hi, I'm Jane, and I'm above it all.
No, I'm not above it all.
I don't involve myself in saving a woman's life. Well, I do. I guess that's the difference between you and I.
You need to get a life.
I reach out and I help people, and you just call talk shows.
No, you know what? This is the first time.
Isn't one of these talk show people that calls up all the talk shows?
Will you let the lady talk?
I've never called a talk show in my life.
Well, I find that very hard to believe.
You know, I travel on the road on my job. I don't feel all good about myself, and part of my work is actually helping people with end-of-life issues.
All right, then what's wrong with putting her plaque next to our Coke machine?
That is idiotic. You people like you in California need to stay there for one.
Oh, yeah. And you know something? We have entrusted the life of we've entrusted the life of this young woman to a state that can't even count. Can't even count.
I agree with you there.
You know, hey, Jane, I bet you've heard this before. First time, long time.
Hey, love your show. Great show tonight.
Oh, God. Is the caller there?
Will you shut up and let me say that? 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Sonia. Sonia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
What's the matter?
Is the caller
you don't
there?
Want my call?
What?
You don't want my call? What's the matter? I got Sonia.
You on the air right now.
When?
You're on the air right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God, what an idiot.
Okay, listen.
Listen,
let's talk seriously.
Sonia, have a Coke and a smile.
All right, go ahead, Sonia.
Okay, let's talk seriously about the constitutional right of Terry. Chandler.
Where are you from?
From Nicaragua, but I am a citizen of the United States.
How long have you been in the United States?
I have been in the United States long enough.
Well, if you've been here a long time, then you might have adapted to the American accent by now.
I did not call to talk about my accent. I didn't call to talk about...
Is this Carmen Miranda?
I called to talk about saving a human being life...
Is this Ricky
whose
Martin?
Right has been denied,
yes,
by the court system in Florida, and that we...
Can I ask you a question? Seriously,
okay.
This is Omar Gaddafi, isn't it?
What do you mean you ask me a question?
I called to speak,
not to be asked a question.
I know, but I swear to God, Phil, Omar Gaddafi's on the line.
This is not Omar Gaddafi. This is a lady who called to talk about the issue.
Have more respect, please.
Oh, God.
Tell that lady to have a little more respect.
I have respect for you.
Okay, then let me speak.
But why don't you just come
you
out and tell us
You have about
Omar
20
Gaddafi.
Minutes already. Let me speak now, okay? I am speaking seriously
Gaddafi.
For the life of the woman that we are killing.
We're going down there to save her. We're going down there to save her, and we're going to be singing, Oh, California.
If you want to say, Terry, let me speak, because I have good messages for that family to really save her life. And the reason they lost all the cases is, unfortunately, the attorney didn't take the right strategy. They should have changed strategic, demanding, not plagging, demanding the constitutional rights of this woman to review the case all the 15 years.
Well,
of
we
the
have
case.
To break right
they
now. So,
have
all right,
review her
thank
case.
You, Sonia. I'll do it.
I told her we had to go to a break.
I do the breaks. You sit there and be stupid. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Turn it off, bud.
And do it.
Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, this is Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association. We're on our way to Florida to help save Terry. That's right, California's on its way. Where I started from. Oh, this isn't how it goes.
Where did we start?
I thought we started in California. Oh, we're going to Florida. Here I come. I'll work on it.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.